Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
If you're seeing this video, it's your sign that no, you are not toxic. You just haven't learned how to regulate your emotions and how to soothe yourself. But don't worry, because in this video, I'm going to teach you how to show up as your most perfect self in relationship, how to leave all your bad habits behind and be hotter than ever and healthier than ever. Just because you're an emotional person doesn't mean you can't have healthy relationships. It just means that you need to have a few different practices that you use to soothe yourself when you're having reactions. So that way you're able to think about what you're going to say and respond in a way that actually gets you what you want in your relationships. Because how many times have you reacted in a situation and your reaction actually made the situation worse? And then the outcome that you wanted, you realize later that you could have gotten that outcome by reacting differently. Those are the exact types of situations that you're going to learn to avoid by following the advice I'm going to give you in this video. And no, you don't have to go through months or years of therapy. You don't have to do years of inner work on yourself. You don't have to change the way you look. You don't have to memorize a million different tips and tricks. It's just going to be some simple mindset shifts that you can practice every single day in every situation, and over time it's going to attract completely different results in your relationships without you having to focus so much on it. The first mindset shift that we need to work on is being able to communicate from our desires. So instead of focusing on the problems in our relationships, we focus on the desires, the real reason we have uncontrollable emotional reactions to situations in our relationships is because the behavior that the other person showed you made you think that you cannot have what you want. Because their behavior may be the opposite of what you would want in a partner, or they acted in a way that you wouldn't like, that automatically triggers a feeling inside of your mind that, wait, that's not what I want. I can't have what I want. No, that's not fair. And so when you have that reaction, you project a lot of your anger onto that person, when in reality, you should be focusing on what it is that you actually do want.
Before we continue, I wanted to share my positive affirmations card deck. If you're interested in self-improvement, then these cards will beautifully add to your journey. Affirmations are an easy and effective way to overcome limiting beliefs and improve your emotions. By infusing these inspiring cards into your daily routine, you will instantly start manifesting more of what you want. Plus, these cards make the perfect gift that anyone will appreciate. Go to shopaffirmations.com to check them out.
the difference between the people that get what they want in relationships and the people that don't and just have the worst luck and the worst fallouts with people is that the people that get what they want aren't scared to ask for what they want. They don't just get angry and get mad at the other person for not reading their mind and knowing what they want. No, they don't take it personally. They communicate what they want because they know that if this person doesn't give it to them, they'll get it somewhere else. So that moves me on to the next point. Being able to communicate from your desires and ask for what you want comes from having self-worth. It comes from being confident within yourself and feeling like you deserve whatever you're asking for. A great way to practice shifting your self-worth and increasing the way that you perceive yourself is through daily affirmations. I love looking in the mirror and telling myself positive things, telling myself that I deserve the world, telling myself that I am beautiful, telling myself that I am strong, reassuring myself for whatever past mistakes and communicating with myself how I'm going to do better in the future. I talk to myself. You can instantly elevate your self-esteem by just talking to yourself. Talk to yourself how you would talk to a child, how you would talk to a cute little puppy or a cute little kitty. You would talk to them with such love and compassion, and you would see their mistakes and say, you know, it's not your fault, like, we'll do better next time. You would talk to yourself in a loving way. So do that more. That alone, if you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, have a mini conversation with yourself, talk to yourself when you're driving in the car in a loving and compassionate way, that will transform how you feel about yourself in that moment, and it will carry you through your day. Because if something bad happens, you're going to remember those affirmations that you programmed into yourself. You're going to realize that over time, you naturally just think those things. It's actually so crazy how when you start to change your self-concept, the world starts to behave differently around you. I remember at a certain point where I was really insecure about my looks and I just felt like I didn't fit the normal beauty standards at the time. I was doing affirmations around beauty and around saying like, I'm beautiful, I'm perfect the way I am, I don't need to change anything, I have the best hair, I have the best skin, I have the best body, I have the best face, I have the perfect everything. Everything that I have is perfect. When I started cycling those affirmations, I didn't really believe it at first. I kind of felt like, okay, sure, whatever you say. After a while, the more love I put into it, I actually started to believe it. And now I don't really repeat the affirmations intentionally. I kind of just repeat them subconsciously. And now I just think it about myself, and that's what's reflected outwards. If you want to work with me one-on-one to improve your relationships, go to modelpatty.com or go to the link in my description to book your first session today. So I didn't have to memorize any tips or tricks. I didn't have to change anything physically. I changed the way that I was thinking, changed the way that I was talking to myself, and through that, it elevated my self-worth, which actually just made me happier, and I didn't have to feel negative in relationships. People were treating me better, and even when they had some kind of reaction, it was easier for me to stay grounded in my self-worth and just communicate what I wanted. 99% of problems in relationships are due to a miscommunication. Literally. That's why I have a whole playlist on how to talk to men, because communication is the number one biggest thing causing issues. You're just not understanding each other. You're not understanding what the other person wants. They don't understand what you want, because when you react negatively, other people just get defensive. They can't listen to you. Their brain blocks them from listening to you because they get too defensive because they feel attacked by you. I'm sure you've had those situations too, where maybe you made a mistake or you did something wrong, and because the other person attacked you and started insulting you and accusing you of being negative and being malicious, you automatically got defensive, and then maybe you said something insulting towards them, or you weren't able to see your actions and apologize for your mistakes and change because you got defensive. So you have to keep that in mind when you're communicating with people. You always have to communicate from what you want, your outcome that you desire, and not from a place of hurt and from a place of anger, because most of the time, it's not intentional. They didn't try to hurt your feelings, and you're gonna get a better outcome if you just learn to calm down. Like I said, stay grounded in your self-worth and communicate exactly what you want from the situation. If you're still watching this video, go ahead and leave a star emoji in the comments so I know who's serious about improving their relationships. Last but not least, the third mindset shift that we need to work on, one of the most powerful mindset shifts that I think anyone has ever had, I personally have ever had, is knowing that I don't have to deal with this. It's so easy to get swept up in the drama of situations where people are treating you poorly and getting these reactions out of you, and you feel guilty for overreacting. Ask yourself, are you surrounding yourself with people that constantly pick on you, that constantly draw out that negative behavior in you? If you find yourself reacting a certain way all the time around a certain group of people, that is your sign that you don't have to deal with this. You don't have to be everyone's friend. You don't have to force every relationship. Sometimes when I'm about to get pulled into some drama or an argument or some kind of negative emotional situation, I'm like, oh, I'm ready to jump in. I'm ready to crash out. And then I ask myself, wait, I actually don't have to deal with this. I can actually choose peace and walk away and not deal with this person anymore. So knowing when to walk away, that's a huge mindset shift that will really change your life. Knowing when someone has overstepped a boundary that is completely disrespectful and a complete deal breaker, and just walking away. Sometimes people just bring out the worst in us and we don't need to be around them. They're just not the match for us. It doesn't mean that they are a bad person. It could mean that it's just not the right timing for the situation, or it could just mean that who they are, they just don't appreciate you for the person that you are, because they appreciate different things. And so why are you going to constantly be triggered by this person who doesn't have the capacity to appreciate you in the way that you want to be appreciated? So know when to walk away and know who to look out for. Know the types of people that are going to give you the world, whether it's romantic or whether it's friendships or whether it's in your career. Know where you are wanted and go there. By the way, if you're a woman and you're dating and you're the type of woman, you're like me, you are independent and you have your own thing going on, but you like the type of man that wants to provide, that wants to protect you, that wants to create that safe environment for you physically, emotionally, financially, then this is the guide that you need to check out. It's a 14-page guide. It's called The Soft Life Dating Guide. And it basically goes through some more mindset shifts specifically for your situation. And it has a detailed checklist on the things that you need to look out for when you're dating, so you know exactly what guys you need to continue to talk to and what guys you need to block. If you want to download it, it'll be linked in my description, or you can check out my entire bookstore at staywellbooks.com. If you want to work with me one-on-one to improve your relationships, go to modelpatty.com or go to the link in my description to book your first session today. Let me know your key takeaways in the comments below, and to keep improving your relationships, go watch this video next. Bye, love you.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.